Welcome to
Wrinkled
Not Dead.
I'm Jennifer.
And I'm Mike.
We may be over 50, but we're here to prove we're still relevant.
And we have lots of real-world advice on confronting the challenges, but having fun getting older.
We're wrinkled.
Not dead.
Let's do this.
Greetings and welcome to episode number 80 of Wrinkled Not Dead. I'm Mike Bell.
And I'm Jen Bell. And you know what? 80?
Oh, no. You're going to do the happy song again and dance around and
see. But that's 80. That's a lot of podcasts.
Yeah, well, it's not 100. We're still 20 away from that. So come on.
It's a lookout.
Big celebration going on for 80. Well, I know. I kind of felt the same way before we started, too. So 80 times, yes, indeed. WrinkledNotDead.com is stuff about Wrinkled Not Dead that you may be interested in. And you can find us on iTunes and anywhere where podcasts are broadcasts.
And I know I always say this,
but
if you can, please, if you enjoy what you hear, please tell your friends and family, because the only way we grow is through word of mouth, the old-fashioned way.
Married 33 years, we're definitely over 50, and our whole goal in life is to help people who are in the same situation as us to get better, improve, make life happier, and make it a great day every day. That would be ultimate for us, right?
Yeah.
What we learned this week, this is a little thing that I love, a little feature about stuff. This is great. I want you to say this one because this just stopped the conversation. So
yeah,
go for it.
Heather Bell, my sister, our sister-in-law, had the best quote, and this is it. I'm grateful for my struggle because without it, I would never have found my strength.
That was great.
I know. I'm grateful for my struggle because without it, I would have never found my strength. Isn't that fabulous?
It was more than fabulous. We were yip-yapping and moaning and complaining about finances and all that.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't say anything.
No.
Didn't say a word. Then suddenly, at the end of when everything seemed to wind down, she made this statement, and that was the end of the story.
Well, she's a lady of few words, but the words she says are spot on.
I know.
We're all rambling and going on around and around and around.
I know.
And
A pithy comment.
She's amazing,
So a major topic today is get your holiday groove on. Great artwork, by the way, for
Thank
this.
Thank you.
I love it. Thank you, George. George Talavera is our art guy in the Philippines. Okay, did you have a quote about this? Because I know you were scrounging around, and I think you found something.
Well, I actually did, and it was about, I'm trying to find something that's not too ooga-booga for the holidays, but this may be, but I really like this.
All right.
The holiday season is a perfect time to reflect on our blessings and seek out ways to make life better for those around us. So it's not all about you and dresses and eating and whatever. Making people feel better is what the holidays is about.
Yeah, if you can get that into your mindset, I think you're far better off anyway.
Absolutely.
You always say it's better to give than receive. That's kind of your motto.
I think everybody feels the same way.
You
feel better giving someone something, no matter what it is, than receiving. Mm. For sure.
Rose and thorn. Rose, a nice thing. Thorn, not a great thing that happened during the week. Well, obviously, because we were talking about Heather Bell, we have family in town, and we talked about that last week in the anticipation, but it was a wonderful visit.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
And one of the highlights, you have to say, was our visit to Safari Park in Escondido. We live in Southern California. Escondido, California is kind of a small city, a little bit inland from the coast. And we had a blast. I mean, it was unbelievable. It's 1,500 acres of the most unusual. It's not a zoo like people know a zoo where there's animals caged up. And it was marvelous. It was marvelous. And we had a nice little tour, very well put. The Safari Park is a nonprofit, so that makes you feel good, too. So every dime that you spend on slushies or hamburgers goes to support the animals.
Ice cream cakes.
Yeah, and they're oh, God. Oh, my God. That was huge. That thing was huge.
Yeah,
it must have been a million calories.
I never eat ice cream, and I went in there trying to find directions because we kept getting lost, the big safari people we were.
Right.
And they had this massive ice cream cake.
It was huge. You never order one.
Never.
I
don't know what happened to me, but we all ended up going in and getting them and thoroughly enjoying them.
Yes, ice cream on our noses. But it was a phenomenal. The weather couldn't have been better. It was a wonderful time. And oh my gosh. So if you find yourself in Southern California during the holidays, and a lot of people do travel, don't forget that one because it's a little out of the way, but because it's so huge, but it's absolutely worth the trip. So that was our rose for the week.
Did you have a thorn?
No,
Oh, fantastic.
Well, nothing. I don't care.
I have a rose and thorn. I'm going to start with my thorn. And my thorn is the same thorn I had last week, which is that I have to go in for a secondary revision eye surgery. So I'm not going to go on about it because this is about getting your holiday groove on.
I know.
But the rose that has come out of this is amazing. So many people, my friend Maggie, is cashing in her airline miles to get me a free ticket back to Canada to help with the finances of all of this. And so many people are pitching in the way they can without me even asking. And it really touched my heart. So
I know
that
you didn't put out
my
any, not complaining or whining.
Nope.
Just let it out there and people say, well, look, I can help you with that.
Yeah.
I thought, wow.
Yeah, it is amazing. It's amazing when you really know who your friends and family, you know, they're just incredible. They're always there. So that was my rose.
Good. That's enough of a rose for about a month, isn't
it? Yeah, or for the year.
Or for the year.
Yeah.
That has to go into the tell me something good jar.
Exactly.
Okay, well, great. Jen's Health Minute. Okay, all right, it's holiday season. How do you help yourself from getting overweight? Give one tip. That's all I ask.
The thing I've always done before going out anytime, anywhere, is I have, you, if I can, have half a tomato sandwich or something small that's going to take off that ravenous feeling you get when you're waiting around at the restaurant. Mm-hmm. So you don't start eating the bread. And as soon as I get there, I drink a water or a glass of iced tea so I don't go straight into the alcohol, because alcohol makes you relax and makes you want to eat more.
Yeah, you have a glass of wine, you're looking for the nuts.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I got it.
So just have a little snack before you go.
Okay. I've got one. Mm-hmm. I've got a Jen's Health Minute thing. And this is kind of an overall thing. When you're going to these events, whether maybe it's a house party or, you know, a business thing, or your company's done this or whatever, consider arranged rides. It's so easy nowadays to take a taxi. They seem to be kind of out of favor, but certainly they're still available. But you know the usual suspects, the Uber and Lyft, because they're everywhere, they're accessible, they're reasonably priced, and you could be saving your life, the life of your family, mm-hmm. somebody else's life. No, you don't have to worry. So just think about that. I really, really want you to think about that. Okay? Fun fact.
You've got the best one.
I do. I don't know why. Because maybe it got me in the mood because of the Safari Park thing. But also up the road in Los Angeles is Disneyland. Okay. When the park opened, admission in Disneyland was $1.
Wow. And it opened in the 60s, right?
Yeah.
And my dad took us there in the 60s, so I bet you it was a buck when we went.
Yeah, it's now... This, I think this might be an old number, too, because they say it's now $99. Well, I think it might even more.
I think
than
somebody
that.
Said it was like $150. We haven't looked into it in a while.
No, I don't want to look into it in a while. We went one.
And this is kind of a remember when for us, but the first Christmas we ever spent, or holiday season we ever spent in California, in the United States, we went to Disneyland because we thought, oh, on Christmas Day, nobody will be there. Well, guess what? It was one of the busiest times of the year.
It was madness.
It was madness.
It was madness. Oh, I've got a little bit more on the fun
fact. Yeah, go ahead.
Thing. Okay. As of 2014, the park had welcomed almost 700 million guests since opening.
Wow.
They were all there that day. All 700 million of them. Okay, here's a good one. Here's a nice bit. Believe it or not, all the plants in Tomorrowland, the attraction, Tomorrowland, are edible.
Why?
I don't know.
Because it may be children grabbing
I don't know, but it's be like Tomorrowland is going to be surrounded by things you can eat.
That's a good
maybe
point.
Maybe in the future kind of thing. And here's the last little bit. Over 84 million Mickey Mouse ears have been sold since they opened. The Mickey Mouse ears are the most popular souvenir of all time.
This just reminded me of when we first went to Disneyland with my parents back in the 60s. They had helium balloons with Mickey Mouse ears inside, but part of the balloon.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
And I loved it. I remember it sat over my bed for the longest time until it started to, loses helium. It goes down and down
and down. It looks weird then, with the ears.
Oh, it does. But the Mickey Mouse ears, gosh, I remember. I just thought of that. And I thought of the feeling when I had that. It was wonderful.
Uh-huh. I wonder if they probably still have them.
I'm sure they do. Okay. I hope so.
So get your holiday groove on. Come on, everybody
out
there.
It's that time.
We have searched everywhere on the internet for this stuff, and we've got some advice and very practical things that, you know, you may want to kind of just assimilate into what's going on for your holiday. Believe it or not, for students in a lot of places – they're in the middle of finals.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that. So that's, you know, that's a big deal. And for families, it can mean, you know, a lot of stress because, you know, maybe buying presents for people who you, you know, not that close to. So it can be stressful, but it can be fulfilling at the same time. So point number one is pace your holiday shopping. You don't have to do it all on Black Friday online. That's the point here is that you want to get into your holiday groove on, kind of go out there a little bit and mix with the world. And that's where it's festive.
It is, because the malls and that are always have the Christmas trees. And we went down with our family down to downtown La Jolla, and it was really wonderful. They had the poinsettia Christmas tree, and we went in the Valencia Hotel, and it was all done up.
Beautiful.
So it, that really does get your holiday groove on, is going out there and seeing, in the shopping mall, seeing everything, the music and all the decorations. It's fun.
Well, and here's a good point, is that, you know, you don't have to go to the mega mall to do this stuff, because it's kind of more fun sometimes to get like handmade stuff from, you know, the, I mean, we have a farmer's market around the corner every Sunday. I'll bet you dollars to donuts, there's all kinds of jewelry and, you know, I know they have the artisan meats and breads and cheeses.
Jams.
And jams for gifts.
Fudge.
Small stuff. Fudge. There you go. Handmade sweaters, work of art, little paintings. You know, so you don't have to have spend a bazillion dollars doing this stuff. But what really makes a gift is if it's well thought out and it seems personal. Like if you did get something at a farmer's market, I mean, that's just great stuff.
I know someone, quite a few people that make the fudge, the Christmas fudge or the brittle. Remember the brittle, that delicious brittle?
Oh, my God.
That is one of the highlights of Christmas for me. Oh. I don't care about the gifts as long as we get that brittle.
And you know who you are out there, so get in that kitchen. Because, oh my gosh, you can't help yourself. You go in the middle of the night, you wake up and you want to go steal a piece of that stuff. It's beautiful.
Yeah, or just
it does make the Christmas.
It does, or make somebody dinner or something. You know, it's those little things, which you'll see in our up-and-coming interviews, that it really is the simple things that everybody remembers.
Oh, yeah, we have interviews for this,
yes,
too.
Yes, we do.
Okay. Here's another point. Go shopping with people who don't care so much about shopping. So I guess you need to go with me.
Yeah, I know. No, I hate that, because you're always like, I'm never finished, and you're like ready to go. You know, you've got your keys in your hands.
It's the way my nature runs. I mean, it's like doing the podcast. Are you ready to go? You ready to go? It drives you nuts. But you
I've got a great one, and it also helps with keeping your holiday bulge down. Don't even try parking near the front of the mall. Back in the day, my friend Maggie and I, we fought to get in the front of that mall parking spot, and we would get into verbal fights and everything else. Forget it. Park far, far away and walk in, because you know what? You'll lose some weight while you're doing it, because you'll be snacking.
All right. Yeah, well, okay. Well, you're famously
aggressive.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say it, but okay. I'm glad that you did, because, you know, you do that. I love that point. Don't even try parking near the front of the mall. I'm the guy who goes at the back because I can't stand it. I can't stand it. So decorate your home. Okay, I know that many of our listeners may have lost a significant other. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, okay, if you do live alone, then, well, God bless you. Do something about the house. Just do it. It doesn't have to be an enormous tree and all this stuff and bring up memories of the past or anything like that. But if you're Jewish, put up a menorah. For heaven's sakes, do it. If you're a Christian, then just a wreath. It's something simple.
Yeah, something. We live in a townhome, and we decorate our townhome with these lights, right?
Oh, no.
And
okay.
We put up so many lights, and we thought that we put up too many. And yet everybody loved them. People said, oh, my gosh, your lights look fantastic. It put me in the holiday spirit.
Well, I thought we had gone overboard this year.
Well, we had our wreath, a lit-up wreath. We've got lights in this very small space. But it made me feel happy that it made other people, it got their holiday groove on.
You can read out there anytime you want. You know that.
Well, remember in our other place, we put lights all along our...
Yeah, that was snowball lights.
They were snowball lights, and we said it was like a landing strip. But all the neighbors loved it. They said, you know, up in the sky, if you were flying in an airplane, you'd be able to land on our roof, you know?
I know.
It was fun.
I don't know why we do this every year, but we do. And you go around the neighborhood, and people have mildly tasteful displays, if anything. Most of them don't. You come to our house, And baby, you can see for miles.
Well, isn't that another thing, too, that you can get in the car and just drive around and look at holiday lights?
Yeah, I love that.
We love that. Whenever we're going out, we leave about 15 or 20 minutes or even 10 minutes early. And let's just go around the block and look at the Christmas lights. Remember mm-hmm. we do that before we go and pick up our friends?
Yeah, and we'd go to, when we were kids, we'd go to neighborhoods that were kind of famously into it. And just drive around their area. And they all took such pride in it. You know, I have a whole block of people who'd kind of cooperate on that and make, you know, compete. It was great.
It makes everybody, it puts everybody in the mood no matter what.
Mm-hmm. So turn on the holiday tunes, too. I mean, if you're in the car and you're looking at the lights, I'm sure you can find Christmas music somewhere. And if you're at home, Pandora's got about a bazillion stations that are nothing but Christmas music. And while you're listening to the Christmas music, make some eggnog.
Or hot chocolate.
I don't like either one of them. So you know what? I learned a recipe from my old station manager, George Duffield. The first year I went in broadcasting, he invited us all. I think I told this story last year. Anyway, it's worth telling again because I keep in touch with some of those folks. He invited all the folks who worked for the station, which was not a lot. It was the first FM station in, like, the world. But anyway, we all went to George Duffield's house, and he and his lovely wife, you walked in the door, and the scent just about knocked you over. The scent of cinnamon and apple. All it is for this recipe is you take some good apple juice and throw a bunch of cinnamon sticks in there, mm-hmm. light it up, boil, bring it to a boil, then just let it sit there, and you'll find after a while the cinnamon sticks even kind of unroll. And it becomes very potent with the scent. The taste of it is unbelievable. And don't forget to take a shot of Canadian whiskey.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. And the thing about it was, the Duffields did this in teacups. Mm-hmm. So you got a little cup and saucer. I mean, very ornate ones, like old ones that your grandma would have.
Yeah.
And he'd put a shot of this whiskey in there, and then the hot mix of the spice and the apple. Oh, my goodness gracious. I don't know what the combination chemically must have something, but you were instantly, your nose was numb. It was great. It was great. And remember back again, nowadays, you call Uber, okay?
Well, and you know what works for me?
What?
Put on one of your favorite holiday movies.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Do you have one?
The one that I like the most is with Chevy Chase. Mm-hmm. And what was that, Christmas Vacation?
National Lampoon. I always forget that. It was a National Lampoon movie, Christmas Vacation. And who was in it?
Chevy Chase was in it.
Yeah.
And who was the brother? I forget the brother.
Oh, no, I always forget the brother. Randy Quaid.
And what I love about it is it shows, like, all these families come together, and it shows how everybody has crazy people in the family. They've got Nana that can't hear. Randy Quaid came in with his family in the motorhome.
In that old, decrepit motorhome.
And emptied the toilet into the sewer, the sewer line.
Pumped out the
It is so funny, and it immediately puts me in, back then when I was a kid watching it, and it immediately puts me in the Christmas mood. What's your favorite?
Okay, people are going to say you horrible curmudgeon, but my favorite movie for Christmas is Monty Python's Life of Brian. Only somebody who went to seminary school could appreciate how irreverent and horrible. It's so funny. It is the funniest. I could watch that every year, like watching Scrooge with Alistair Sim.
That was my dad's favorite, A Christmas Carol.
Oh, my dad's
That
too.
Was not on, it was not Christmas.
Oh, no, it was A Christmas Carol, right?
Uh-huh, A Christmas Carol.
Yeah, right.
But Scrooge was in it,
Of course.
And then there's been modern-day versions of that called Scrooged and all that, but there's nothing like the original.
I know it's black and white, and some TV station will broadcast it every Christmas, and it's so worth it. It's black and white, and it looks its age, but you cannot deny that it's wonderful.
Oh, because it talks about all he cared about was money, but in the end, he realized that what was important was family and giving and all the things that
and
our guests coming
that
up.
Came up.
Yeah,
Christmas past, Christmas present, Christmas future.
Yeah,
what a beautiful story!
Incredible story.
I think it was could have been a fragment of an undigested potato that caused all these.
It's a great
ghosts to show up.
But there's all these Home Alone 2 is Maggie's favorite. My friend, he's at the Plaza Hotel for Christmas, and it's just find something that puts you in the spirit and makes you laugh.
Okay. Now, we've gone through all over the list here, but the last one I really, really, really like, and I know people who do this, and I love them for it, do service.
Yeah.
Okay? Doesn't have to be some big deal. All I'm saying is that go to the grocery store, and hopefully you'll see somebody from the Salvation Army there with the kettle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Put a little in the kettle.
Oh, yeah.
And do it every time you go to the grocery store. So don't try to like, oh, I'm going to put in $5 this time and that's it for me. Just do a little bit at a time, you know, just so that every time you go, you make a contribution and everybody is happy about that. And don't forget that the reason I promote this is because the Salvation Army has like virtually 100% percentage rate of actually doing things for people. Almost every penny of the buck that you might throw into the kettle goes to help somebody. Their costs are tiny. They do a great job.
Well, and a bunch of my friends get together every year. If we do nothing but this, we go to the Rancho Coastal Humane Society.
Yeah, I know.
And we do a donation, no matter how small or how big. And man, does that put you in the holiday spirit. It truly does. And our friend Max Andrews in up in L.A., she made a dog basket for a charity. And I thought, wow, that is so cool. And anything like that helps.
So it was like an auction or something
like
that?
Yeah, it was like an auction. And she did that. And I know a lot of people go to soup kitchens and help out.
Yeah, and that's another big one.
And I know a lot of people. And I remember your brother, Fred, you know, he's passed away since. But around the holidays, he would buy the person, remember the person,
oh,
we talked about
yeah.
this before.
We did.
At Starbucks or whatever, their coffee, the guys behind him say, I'm going to buy their coffee.
I know.
Just something, just give something to somebody and it's going to make you feel fantastic.
Oh, it does. It truly does. I'm so glad for that. And hey, thanks, Max Andrews. I know that I'd love to have seen that basket. I'll bet it was cool.
It was great.
Yeah.
And just something for somebody. Go to a children's hospital. Whatever it is, you need to get out there and give because that truly... Because we've got these people coming up to talk about their what they love the most about
right.
holidays.
Mm-hmm.
It's truly about the giving.
Okay, and here's our friends. Lauren Everts, the SkinnyConfidential.com superstar. Her husband, Michael Bostick. Interview with Lauren, interview with Michael. And the inevitable, the powerhouse, the guy with all the grooves, my brother Ron.
Oh. We're waiting for her to chew.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, this is Lauren Everts Bostick.
Yes.
From the Skinny Confidential.
Hi.
Hi. I want to ask you a question.
Yeah.
What do you like the most about the holidays?
I like the little things about the holidays. I like the little details. I like doing mistletoe in my house. I like brewing this homemade potpourri that I make that's a spicy apple cider. With, I actually think we did it at your house when I lived here. We took a big lemon, a big orange, squeezed it in apple cider, did a little bit of water, and then we brew it on a low simmer all day and then throw cinnamon in it. And it just makes your house smell like Christmas. So I like that. I also have a tradition with Mike that Mike has not committed to, but it's our tradition. Sorry, Mike. Which is we make a pumpkin roll.
I hate it.
We're getting ready to make the pumpkin roll.
And today it's three, not two. So do a dance. And we make this pumpkin roll that's really good with cream cheese frosting. The recipe is actually on my blog if anyone wants to check it out. And, you know, one Christmas we were all on the floor wrapping gifts, drinking whiskey apple ciders. I love the music. I start the music in like August. I love dressing the dogs up. Pixie has her clothes and her little Thanksgiving dress. And I just like those little things about it. Probably my favorite thing about the holidays are the tiny little details.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with you. The most fun I ever had was wrapping until 3 o'clock in the morning, all those gifts in our living room. Okay, now we heard what you like. What do you absolutely hate about the holidays?
Well, today I was at the Whole Foods parking lot and I wanted to stab myself. You know, a girl's driving around screaming at another girl. People just get too crazed. I think you need to take a step back and just really project good energy out into the ether during the holidays instead of getting that stressed feeling. I also think that you can get creative with gifts. I think nowadays it's not necessarily about how much money you spend, but how creative you are. There's so many different things you can do online. And, you can wrap things really cute. Michael and I actually might do something this year where we do something under $50.
Love it.
For each other. And love so it. One of the things I guess I hate is that when people just like lead with the presents. I find that, you know, with my family, we do like a Secret Santa, and that's not like the main theme of our Christmas. So, I just hate the whole hoopla la. Something else that I hate would probably be, just the craziness. Everyone mm-hmm. gets crazed. You know, everyone's already stressed out with work and everything that's going on in normal life. So to throw the holidays on top of it can be extremely stressful.
So in other words, slow down and take it easy and just do the simple little things.
Yeah. And just don't give the negativity energy. That's what I found works the best.
Love it. Thank you, Lauren.
Reserve your energy for the holidays.
You need it. Hi, Michael. We've got Michael Bostick from The Skinny Confidential and Bostick Media.
Hi, Jen. It's been a while.
Yes.
It's been a while since I've been on the show.
You must come back. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
I wanted to ask you, what do you like the most about the holidays?
For me, what I like the most about the holidays, I like the nostalgia. We have a lot of good memories from childhood. Definitely the food. I don't get so caught up in like the whole gift thing, but I like to get together with family and friends and, you know, talk about how much we all appreciate each other and kind of reconnect and talk about the year and kind of see where everyone's at. That's what I like the most.
Mm, me too. That's really interesting. What do you hate about the holidays?
I think hate's a strong word.
Dislike.
What I really dislike about the holidays for my wife, Lauren, and I particularly is that we have multiple, you know, we have the in-laws, hers, mine. We have, my sister has her fiance and his family. And then, so we end up having to make the rounds mm-hmm. the whole time. It becomes kind of a marathon. And then, you know, we have the dogs and everything. So it becomes kind of cumbersome to get around all day. And you don't really get to sit down and just enjoy it. So that's one thing I really dislike. And then for me, just like on a macro level, I am somebody that likes to move at a fast pace all the time. And I don't like how in November, December, people kind of check out and kind of slow down. But I know a lot of people take this time as like a vacation time. And for me, it kind of irritates me because I like to just keep going, going, going. And I feel like it gets me out of rhythm mm-hmm. when the holidays come around.
Oh, that's great. So today you're going around and around. So you're going to go to all these different people's houses.
We are. We're going to be making the rounds. We're taking Ubers. That's another thing. Because, we drink on the holidays.
Right.
And, you're calling Uber after Uber and you're going around and it's just like right when you kind of start to relax and get into a groove, then it's like, okay, got to call an Uber and leave. And by the time, you know what I mean? Just kind of.
And then so tomorrow you're just going to chill out and read.
Tomorrow we're going to chill out, read. We're going to do nothing.
Good.
Everybody on the office has the day off. You know, like I'm not so keen about that. But so, but I will take the day off to relax and just chill out.
Well, good. She's always in the background there,
you know,
isn't
what?
She?
Tomorrow I'm off, so that might not work.
Well, thanks a lot, and I wish you a very happy holiday.
Happy holidays.
Well, this is a pleasure once again to have my brother Ron participate in our happy, happy holiday episode, huh?
Yeah, welcome, Ron.
What's the name of the episode again? Get your jolly...
No,
what?
It's Get Your Holiday Groove On.
See, you chose the graphic, that's why.
I did. And yeah. We've just come off a wonderful vacation together.
Yeah, it's so awesome to be here and to have Heather with us this time. The last couple of trips I've been here without her and just to do all the things we've been doing. Like we went to the safari zoo yesterday and had a beautiful, beautiful day. Getting like one with the animals was pretty cool. But all the dinners and the hanging out at your place, watching some movies. It's just wonderful. So the holidays have started. For us from Canada, this is insane that it's beautiful and warm and sunny and the plants are gorgeous and flowers outside because at home it's snow and, you know, blizzardy.
First-time listeners will have to know this is recorded in Southern California, and my brother and my sister-in-law are from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. So
there is snow.
There's a bit of a difference between the two temperatures in the two locations. But it's nice wherever you are, that's for sure, during the holidays.
So I have a question for you. What do you love the most about the holidays?
Well, you know, it's very noticeable to me because I very seldom look back in time. I'm a go ahead forward guy, and what's next and what are we doing now and how great is it, right? But every Christmas now, I look back as to the times when our two sons, Scott and Trent, were young. You know, they're 30 and 33-year-old men now. And so to think back of those little pajama days when they were out and about and so excited, right? So that's one thing that just warms my heart. And one other is I always think back, every year I think back to the time when there was three boys in our family, Michael and Fred and myself. Our other two younger brothers weren't born yet, but I remember that every year, what Christmas was like for us then when there was just pure innocent joy. Not being able to sleep at all, you know, with the excitement and the anticipation of Christmas coming. And somehow our father would get into our bedroom and we slept together in one bed for many years, but then into one bedroom. And somehow he'd be able to sneak in and get our stockings on the foot of our bed and to wake up and have that there and think Santa Claus came. So, and then the three little munchkins would crawl our way upstairs and we're way too early, right? But we'd be waiting under underneath the tree, and you know, there's hockey sticks everywhere and the gifts and everything, and we were so excited. So I think for special things, I like those memories, and like I say, I do it rarely and seldom. So that's one of the joys of Christmas for me.
Can you still get that feeling now?
No, I really, sorry, I don't. I do love things when I'm doing them, but I think my life has just, you know, progressed and piled on things over the years. And the innocence is most often gone. Where I can sort of experience something that is fresh and clean and pure is up high in a mountain when I'm climbing or something like that. That's where I can touch joy again. Most often that's where I notice it these days. But looking forward to trips and stuff, I just don't get that excitement anymore. But I do, I love them. I love them when we do them. Mm-hmm. But it's just the anticipation of it isn't quite like our anticipation for Christmas, Mike.
So what I'm hearing basically is, which is common throughout, is that what everybody likes the most about the holidays is being with friends and family and just the good feeling that you get from that and the memories that you've had from the past. You reflect on those from time to time.
Yeah, that it is. And we do get to touch base with family that we don't see often because we have family in Edmonton.
Yeah.
And we don't travel there quite as much. So we do get to touch base and say hi. And it does feel the same when we see them, right?
Well, that's great.
It's kind of awesome that way. Mm-hmm. You know, our very little of our family, Michael, on our side, do we
that's
see
right.
there, but on Heather's, right. Heather's side. But I think, that's also sort of the struggle with Christmas is the running around in where we live, the snow and ice and the timing of things. You got to get from here to there and see another group of people. And it, you know, it isn't the in-depth visit that we've just had over these many days together.
Yes.
This is awesome. This is the way to
visit.
This is the holidays.
This
is the way to visit and hang with your family, right? With that, it's just a quick touch base and, you know, have a glass of wine and something to eat and off to the next thing. And, you know, the rush and the, you know, that I don't like.
So is that what I was going to ask you? So is that what you dislike about the holidays is the rushing?
Absolutely the most thing that I don't like. You know, it would be nice to be able to just chill more, hang out with a few people more for longer, maybe stay at home more in our own home. You know, that kind of thing, I guess, would. And one day that'll all happen, I suppose. But right now we're still in the runabout thing. And it's stressful, you know, it's stressful. So, but still, it's a wonderful, wonderful time of year. And I don't do much shopping at all. So, you know, Heather helps with that tremendously. So I don't do all that running around in the store thing. I get a couple of gifts. So I'm blessed that way. I get off the hook for that.
One word, Amazon.
Well, thank you so much for sharing this. I think what I'm hearing here is that maybe you need to climb a mountain over the holidays too, because that brings you joy. And that's what the holidays are all about. Thank you so much for sharing what you like and dislike about the holidays.
We love you, Ron. We love you.
Love you guys.
Love
Thank you.
You
both.
And you can't help but notice, but Ron's comments are twice as long. No, he was great, wasn't
he?
No,
because he really gets, one thing I love about your brother, Ron, he really gets into the moment.
Yes.
And he gives everything he's got.
I know.
He's amazing.
It's a wonderful skill.
But Lauren and Michael and Ron, those were great. And I think they everybody equally likes the same thing. Isn't it interesting?
It was very, the comments were so similar.
They really are. Nobody wants to run around rushing from house to house, family to family, go slow. And what they love is the simple things of the dinners, just seeing friends, just a simple movie.
I know.
It's all about the simple things. Forget about getting into debt on all these high-priced gifts.
We've gone past that years ago.
Gosh,
and isn't it uplifting now?
Yes.
That you don't feel that horrible clenching in your chest about the money that you're spending on this stupid stuff that, anyway, I'm past
that. Our
next
podcast, the podcast after this, this next one, next week, we're going to talk about...
Number 81, that would be. Are you going to do the happy dance again?
Well, okay. How to not get into debt over the holidays.
Because, I'm interested in that.
Yeah, we're going to do extensive research because,
you
know,
that
big clunk when you get that
the January
credit card bill in January and everything else is due. It's horrible.
I know. Okay, time off. Oh, I love time off. Okay, so I'm afraid there's a theme here, but it's going to be over soon for those of you who don't like it. But remember, the last few episodes I've been talking about being on the nomination committee for the Screen Actors Guild's Award. Well, the movie pile, I mean, even my brother and our sister-in-law looked at this thing. We now have it in a basically a grocery bag, the number of movies to look at before we have to vote for this stuff. So anyway, we've been making recommendations as we've gone along. Remember, clearly the best so far for us has been
The Darkest Hour.
About Winston Churchill. But nonetheless, a sweetie of a movie. My goodness. Lady Bird. It was, I didn't even write down the name of the cast or anything. It's up for ensemble cast.
It is, and it's all about life and being a teenager.
Coming of age movie,
and,
it is.
Yeah, but also parents and how they deal with, you know, jobs that come and jobs that go and no money and then they have money. It's just,
it's charming.
Actually a really good holiday movie.
It actually, you're right. You're right. It is.
It puts everything into perspective.
Oh, I loved every doggone minute of it. It was nice. We just took it that one and said, "Hey, Ron and Heather, do you mind if we watch a movie tonight?" And they said, "Oh yeah, absolutely." And here it is. You know?
So check that out. It really is a good time off movie. And also, like we said, any of the Christmas movies or the holiday movies we talked about, you know, the ones that make you happy.
Yeah.
Put that on. Get in the mood.
Speaking of decorating the house.
Yes.
Remember when? I want to know what you guys did in your family about choosing the Christmas tree. How did you go about doing that?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, it was never, my dad was never part of it. Not for most of the time because, you know, he had a stroke when he was in his early
50s. Well, that's true. So, okay.
And so he was disabled and we kind of took over. But our family always left the Christmas tree quite late. And we would go out, mainly my mom and I would go out and choose a Christmas tree and drag it back. But it was wonderful. And I think everybody who buys Christmas trees, when you go into the Christmas lot, that smell is so incredible.
Oh,
I can smell it right now. And then we put the big lights on, you know, that ultimately could cause a fire.
Oh my gosh, I know.
But it really was my mother and I, and we decorated it. It's the guys in the family, you know, my brothers and my dad and stuff, my dad couldn't, but really didn't do the decorating. But they told us how to put it all together. But I do have one memory before my dad had his stroke, and that was getting the Christmas tree in the stand. Because it was always leaning over the side.
I had forgotten.
My dad would get so mad because they had those
screws.
Stupid screw-in things. Do you remember that?
Oh.
And that was the hardest thing, was getting that darn Christmas tree to stand straight. Ultimately, that base had to be shaved off, you know, sawed down, shaved. Remember that?
I do. It was a catastrophe. I even remember doing it with us, and me.
And you put the water in, and then the little reservoir starts to leak. And
Leaning
oh my
tower
gosh.
Of fir tree.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That was a tough part. But still, when you remember these things, you laugh. And you have fun.
Wasn't laughing matter at the time, however.
Usually, no.
Oh, God. Here's another thought about that. Remember when people actually lit candles on their
Christmas tree? I don't
remember
that.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, talk about insane. Anyhow, this is such a great story. I'm not going to go through it. We went to the Boys and Girls Club where they had, I mean, living in Edmonton, Alberta, growing up in Edmonton, Alberta, a Christmas tree was not an uncommon sight. So one that came in the house was, of course, unique, but there were plenty of them to choose from. So it was always a wonderful thing.
Yeah, and if you're not a Christian and you're of the Jewish faith, there's so many incredible things. Our wonderful friend Dana Lawner, who just passed away
a while ago. It's like 5 years, honey.
I know, I can't believe
it. Come on.
He always had such wonderful decorations for his holiday, and he taught us so much about the Jewish faith, and it was just so interesting and loving.
He was so wonderful to invite us to all that.
He was, and we cherished every moment of it. So all the holidays mean so much.
Huge dinners, and he'd come down dressed as the Pharaoh one time, and he was wonderful. And the frog, he came as a frog one time.
He did, and he taught us about the Jewish faith and the traditions and where they came from and why they happened, and it was amazing.
I still miss that guy.
Me too.
Well, we talk about him all
every
the time.
Every day.
I know. Okay, we've had too much fun. If this has put you into the holiday spirit a little bit and you get your holiday groove on, then we're pretty doggone happy about it. I have a little quote here from Charles Dickens, as a matter of fact. I will honor Christmas, and because of the way we should be now, I will just change that to I will honor the holidays in my heart and try to keep it all the year.
Aww.
Charles Dickens.
That is not Charles Dickens, incredible writer.
So if you could just keep and harness the feeling of being joyful about giving, then that would do it, wouldn't it?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Simple.
How about you? Got one?
Yeah. Sharing the holiday with other people and feeling that you're giving of yourself gets you past all the commercialism. Get your holiday groove on, get out there, have fun, and remember, we're all in this together.